You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So all of this came about because of a story yesterday from the amusement park. Jeremy, you want to catch everybody up on what happened?
Yeah, I don't have the story in front of me, but I think I can do it from memory. It was Six Flags down in Mexico, and they were up on one of those gigantic swing rides that goes up about 250 feet in the air, and it's zipping people around, and all of a sudden it's got stuck. It stopped, and then a storm came in with crazy amounts of rain and wind and lightning, and everybody was stuck up top there, and that's the gist of it. They ended up getting everybody down, but talk about a horrific, terrifying experience for all those people being stuck up there.
The video was mind-blowing watching
it
everything.
Is.
And they're on swings anyway, so you can imagine when the storm comes in with the wind.
You're just dangling
you're being
there.
Swung around.
There's nothing underneath you, you know? And there was people crazy. Crying and screaming. So anyway, off the air, it kind of led to a conversation between Dom and I talking about, like, there's probably people out there that just would never, ever step foot on that ride. Because just thinking about being up that high terrifies you. And it kind of led into other aspects of adventure sports / activities that if you even think about it, you start getting panic attacks. Mm-hmm. And my example was from time to time, these caving videos come up on my Instagram where there's these folks that go into these caves and they're in these tiny, tight spots and they're having to like, you know, hold their breath in so they could slide into these tiny holes that
and
they don't
pitch,
know where they go.
Pitch dark. So if their little lamp thing goes out, it is beyond pitch dark.
Yes. And you're in there going left, right, up, down, left, right. And I'm like, how do you know where you're at? And then there was just that story eventually about the guy who was in there doing that and he went head first down a hole. And I guess he was in there by himself and the hole dead ended. So there he was, upside down in the hole, and couldn't shuffle his way back out, and they later found him dead in there. And that terrifies me.
Yeah, that's enough to convince me not to do
it. Ever! It's so claustrophobic, man.
My two, one is high, one is low, and I'll go with the low one first because it's similar to what you're talking about.
Okay.
Because it involves caving.
Yeah.
But my ex-wife was big into scuba. She loved doing scuba diving. And she would take these trips down to the Caribbean and stuff like that, where they would dive deep under the water and find the caves down there.
No.
Right?
No.
And they would be a couple of them that would go deep into these, like, and we're talking not like big caves, people. We're talking small little apertures, small openings, and they would go through underwater.
I can't even. Like, that makes me, like, my palms are sweaty right now.
It kind of
makes me panic.
I'm out. I said, forget it. You have
you hook your tank on one wrong thing, and it pops your air hose, or you get
stuck. Yeah,
forget
it, Jared. I'm not doing it, man. And then the other one, so that's going down. Yeah. The one going up is I watch those shows about those free solo climbers. Like, who's the guy? His name is Alex something or other, but he had, this documentary of him climbing El Capitan in Yosemite.
Yep.
And these free climbers, it's sheer rock walls, no ropes, no nothing. Just taking his fingertips and sticking them into little cracks and climbing up 3,000 feet.
It's just you and your chalky fingers at that point.
Forget it.
Forget about it.
And then there was some other documentary where he was the same guy was down in South America with one that had never been scaled before. And while they're doing it, they talk about how one of his buddies was doing a different one in another part of the world, fell, and there's no line, you're not attached.
No,
so he fell
to
his death, fell to his death, and not only that, but it was in such a remote area, they couldn't go and retrieve his body, so they just, he was out there
just
for the animals to consume.
Well, it's how he wanted to go, you know.
And that's what they say.
I mean,
did you subscribe to that?
No, I don't think he wanted to fall. I really don't.
There was a comedian one time who said, I don't get this all die doing what you love. He's like, I'd rather die doing my taxes or something. I don't want to besmirch the thing that I love.
I want to make it to the top and brag about that climb. I know that documentary you were talking about. I think I made it about 20 minutes into that before I was like, I can't even do this anymore.
The El Capitan one?
Yeah. People like that are just wired different, where those hikes just don't bug them, and I can't even think about that. We moved radio stations. We were up on the 12th floor of our last radio station, and that bothered me. Like, leaning over and looking down. Mm-hmm. I was like, whew. So I was glad when we moved.
Yeah, I don't. You know, I see the climbing walls at gyms and stuff. I don't even really want to do that.
So I guess
and
what
you're hooked up there,
and you're fine. Like, you got people
all sorts
there.
Of lines. You can't even hurt yourself. But it's like I don't think I want to do that.
So what
did
are some of the other things?
Did you see the climbers in the Olympics?
No.
Holy crap! You've got to watch a video.
What
it's
they
one
climbing?
Of those like climbing walls at a gym.
Okay.
But they start at the bottom and they get all the way to the top in about 4 seconds. It's like watching
like
some sort of insect. Yeah, it looks. They look like spiders going up these walls in 4 seconds.
Why would you want to do that?
You got to pull up a video.
Like at what
and
point
watch.
In your life, a little light comes on in your head, and you're like, "I need to do that. I need
Is this
to
what
scamper
I'm doing?
Up a wall."
Is this what I've chosen to do with my life?
I know. Yeah, who does that?
He's got a gold medal, but I mean, what do you
do
with that?
Yeah, who cares? Yeah.
So we want to know what, basically, the segment is what scares the hell out of you, and you just would never do
you
it.
You can't even think about it. Alan wrote in and said, bull riding. I would never be able to do it for fear of being trampled or killed by the bull's horns. That's another good one. Bull riding. I can't even think about it.
That's great. The irrational fears are the ones where people are afraid when somebody in the car ahead of them flicks a cigarette butt out the window that if you drive over it, your car is going to explode. That's an irrational fear. But the free climbing up the face of El Capitan, that's not, I think it's irrational to do that.
Like, right.
Humans were not made to really do that.
Speaking of the heights one, the other one that freaks me out is when you see the video of these teenagers, or people in their 20s generally is what I'm saying, they climb up to the top of these skyscrapers and they just kind of walk on the ledge, very nonchalant. They're just walking around. Or they climb all the way up to the top of the antenna just to get like a selfie. And they're leaning back with the city underneath them.
Yeah,
I have a hard time watching those. Or they're like jumping from one skyscraper to another. I'm like,
let me ask you something.
No.
Have you always been that way?
Yes, I think so.
Here's why I ask, because when I was young, all the way up until I was about 40, I had zero fear of heights. I mean, I would lean over, I would go up the top of the tallest buildings and lean over and do no problem. And something switched, and it's not like I had, a bad experience. It's just suddenly I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel that way, too, that it's gotten worse. I mean, it was hard being up at the top of the St. Louis Arch a couple summers ago. It was. I mean, Nicole was crying while she was up there.
And I loved going up there, but
it took everything I could to look out that window, man.
You're white-knuckling up there on the edge of it.
You could feel it moving.
A lot of people are mentioning skydiving. Several people are mentioning hot air balloons.
Death traps.
I just don't.
Janessa says, boys, mine's super basic, but I just can't fathom jumping into the ocean from a boat. I have no idea what is underneath me. It absolutely terrifies me. That's a good one, too. I wouldn't be able to do that. I don't know what's underneath there. There's some big old fish in that sea.
Yeah.
They'll gobble you right up.
I think I want to go back. You know, if it's a cruise ship, which is a whole nother thing. I don't want to be on a cruise ship, but I'd rather do that than get on like a small boat and go way out into the ocean.
Nope.
With the big swells and everything. It's
not
like,
gonna happen.
I don't want to do that. Valerie mentioned Olympic skiing where they do the flip. That and the Olympic skiing where they just do the jump, right? They just put their skis together and go down that long slide and sail out.
And you got to land that. Otherwise, you're going to be enjoying a body cast for a little while.
Yeah. It's like, what do you think is going on? Because you know how I love the psychology of all this stuff. What is going on in someone's brain that they have zero fear of like climbing a rock face, doing a ski jump?
It's got to be the thrill, the adrenaline. They're getting a high off of it, you know? They talk about getting a high off adrenaline on various things. That's got to be what it is. Yeah. Rolando wrote in and said the activity that looks absolutely horrific is when people jump off the cliffs in those wingsuits and they fly down at ungodly speeds. I can't even watch those videos. Those are intense. And again, you got to put a lot of trust in that suit to go flying squirrel down the mountain, you know?
Several years ago, there was the classic video that went viral of the guy who was hang gliding. But it was a thing where you paid and you got strapped in with a professional hang glider.
Yeah.
And they jump off this hill. It was over in Europe. And the guy who was strapped to it ended up not being strapped in.
Oh, no.
And so all the way down, he's having to hold on. And the guy who's the professional hang glider yeah. with one hand is trying to hold on to him. And they've got video of the whole thing. And I watched that and I was short of breath.
Yeah, you catch yourself breathing heavy.
At palpitations. I mean, it was frightening. The guy got jacked up when they landed too. It was, but he could have died.
I enjoyed that big lawsuit afterwards though.
Amy says, do you know there's a glass bridge skywalk above the Grand Canyon?
Yes.
Yes, there's a few of those. There's one up like in Wisconsin, is it? Where you can walk out over this glass thing and there's like nothing below you.
There's a couple, what's the big skyscraper that used to be Sears Tower in Chicago? I think you can walk out on a glass ledge there. And it's straight down underneath you. Hannah brings it home.
Okay.
She says, boys, you know what terrifies me? Eating undercooked chicken.
Okay.